best interests, children, and in your grandchildren's best interests, and that of America's best interests. If you were to make the best effort possible right now, don't sit on this, to get people to tune in to today's program, I guarantee you, you're going to be shocked, amazed, probably amused too, but this is some information I honestly feel will unravel the tyranny that we're living under today, and it offers to be, at least on the front end, a peaceful way to get that done. Now, doesn't that sound like what you would be interested in? Isn't it worth the effort to get on your keyboard right now, get on the telephone right now, and call your friends, your neighbors, your buds, and maybe even an enemy or two, because you could change that too with this information, and get them on board today without fail. And then I think that the information that the gentleman that we have today, and I'm going to hold his name back just a little bit to maybe add to the suspense, will be one of the most worthwhile things that you've run across in a great many, many, many years. And I don't give you that lightly. And that's all I'm going to say about that right this minute. We're going to do our normal shtick today. We're going to do a little bit of hit-and-run news. But right at the bottom of the very first half hour, we're going to bring this gentleman on. And I would also suggest to you that you get a piece of paper and something to write with, because you're going to want to write down what you hear. Now, I'm not playing. There's no money in this for me. There's no money in this for the guy that's going to come on today with us. There's no profit motive here at all. And that's what really stirs me. This is not P-A-Y Triot methodology, okay? This is somebody like myself that got told what a marvelous place America was when he was a child, just like me. We actually shared this last night on the in a telephone conversation that we had. And he wants that America, too. Just like I know a great many of you out there want the America you were told about as a young person. That's the America we deserve. It's been stolen from us, and this is the way we can take the perpetrators to task. Okay, I'm done with that. My name's Jerry DeMars. My co-host is Jenny Hodges. She's probably bowled over because I've not talked to her in, since yesterday. Isn't that right, dear?
I'm not bowled over. I'm excited about our interview today and wrapping up crocheting this dishcloth, so it's all good.
Okay, but you know what? You're going to need to learn how to knit really, really fast, because we're going to need you to play like a Madame Lafarge going forward. You know that, don't you?
Sweet.
Yeah.
And sign me up.
And you know, when this gentleman and I were talking about this on the phone last night, and he has a rather clever saying that I'm not going to steal from him, but you know, I pointed out to him that, yeah, this does offer to be a safe, secure, friendly even way to peel back the irritation and the rip-off government that we live under today. But there's undoubtedly the possibility that there might be some reprisal, because those people that have been leeching off of us all these many years, they're going to be hard-pressed to pull them off of us without leaving something behind. We're going to cut away to this first break, and when we come back, we got a little bit of hit-and-run news, and then you know what comes after that. We'll be right back.
Don't answer.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit freetoprosper.com right now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Start off hit and run news today. I'm really kind of excited about today's show. But you know, the very first thing that popped off of my computer screen at me this morning, and I suppose that most of you have probably seen it too, is Barack Obama's long form birth certificate. You know, and I was still a little bit bleary eyed, you know, and when I first looked at that, I hadn't had any coffee or any hot tea or anything. And I said, I guess he's decided to come clean. And then I got to looking at this thing and looking at it, and actually some problems began to crop up. Now, that was because probably I started to wake up a little bit and look at it with a little bit more circumspect and attention. For starters, the presentation of the birth certificate that I saw this morning was in color. It's got the green safety paper behind it. And if you look very, very closely, there's some, it looks almost as though the black portion of the illustration, the photoshopped copy, if you will, because I'm kind of wondering if that isn't what happened, is superimposed on that green safety paper. But there's something even more troubling. You know, you've heard me talk several times that I've had quite a number of years of coaching football. Well, that career in football started back in Parks and Recreation ball. And I actually was a coach in one of the most competitive, largest youth organization football leagues in the state of Georgia, North Georgia Youth Football. And it used to be one of the most competitive. Now, every year before football season, all the coaches in a particular weight class would have to get together in a room somewhere, and they would have to certify other coaches' rosters. And they had pictures of the kid holding his jersey up and information on the boy, and they also had a copy of the kid's birth certificate. Well, one of the rules for North Georgia youth football was that the birth certificate had to be a legitimate copy
first rank copy. Couldn't be a photostat, couldn't be a Xerox. It had to be a first rank copy. And it had to have something that is missing from the long-form birth certificate that Barack Obama has turned loose on America, and that is a raised seal. If you look at the Obama birth certificate, there is no raised seal. That tells me that it's not an official document, and that adds to the credence that whoever put that together photoshopped that on that green safety paper, and they didn't know that it had to have a raised seal on it. Isn't that interesting? Check me out. I might be wrong. I might be wrong, but I'm going to tell you right now, if the kid didn't have a birth certificate with a raised seal, he didn't play football.
Exactly. And Jerry, this is what gets me. We all have all these little elements of minutia hung like massive nooses around our neck in every area of our lives, which I think it's insane for anyone to have to even present a birth certificate to play football. But then, you know, the elitists...
Well, now, wait a minute here. That's to prevent 14-year-olds playing against 10-year-olds. And we're talking tackle football in one of the most competitive leagues in North Georgia. You see, there's some liability involved there, too. That's the other part of that equation.
Can't you look at them and know whether or not...
No. And if you really wanted to tell, you know, when they start getting 12, 13, 14 years old, there's some secondary sexual characteristics that become more and more apparent. And you wouldn't want to put a 13 or 14-year-old up against a 10 or 11-year-old because the older kid's going to have a little bit more testosterone in his system, and he could actually brutalize the younger kid fairly straight away.
Well, I think you might have a point there. I hadn't considered all these considerations. But anyway, so these little details are important to the average American's existence, but the elitists do whatever the heck they want.
Yeah. And they've put this out there. This is like flicking boogers at America. Don't you get that? That green piece of paper that's purported to be his birth certificate, which I'm very, very dubious, in case you haven't picked up on that, that it has anything related to validity attendant to it at all. I really am. So, you know, caveat emptor, if you're willing to buy that and make that yours, that's fine. But I'm not. I think it's as bogus as a $3 bill, and I've never seen one, although I've been told that they made one. All right. Well, let's... Excuse me?
Is it my turn?
Could be. Charge ahead.
All right. Today in history, Jerry. April 27th, 1861, President Abraham Lincoln, citing public safety concerns amid the Civil War, suspends the writ of habeas corpus in an area between Philadelphia and Washington. He lifted the order, then suspended habeas corpus for the entire Union in September of 1862. Habeas corpus was not restored until President Andrew Johnson in December of 1865.
You know what's really funny about that? Elaine and I sat and watched Larkin Rose's new little video that he's got up on YouTube this morning, and he's talking about how tyrants always use safety as the primary thing that they use to take away our liberty.
Exactly, Jerry.
And it was just so timely. It was so timely. All right, I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
That's the most interesting of today in history.
Oh, okay. Well, did you see this story about the armed agents invading Maxim Nutraceutics?
Yes, I'm so glad you're going to bring that forward, because I was torn as to which one story I would bring forth first.
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to do this, then I'll leave it late.
You go right ahead.
Okay, well, this story is from Natural News. It was written by a gentleman by the name of Ethan Huff. And I'm just going to read the article as he wrote it. Amidst all the destructive activities taking place in our world today that deserve attention, the United States Food and Drug Administration has decided instead to make it a personal mission to destroy the businesses and livelihoods of those trying to help people through natural medicine. On Thursday, April 14, 2011, dozens of agents from the FDA, the IRS, and the United States Federal Bureau of Investigation conducted an unprovoked full-scale raid on Hood River, Oregon-based Maxim Nutraceutics, a company that produces and sells nutritional supplements primarily for autism spectrum disorders and Alzheimer's disease. Back in October of 2010, the FDA sent a warning letter to Jim Cole, founder and CEO of Maxim, notifying him that several of his company's products were not labeled in accordance with the United States Food and Drug Cosmetic Act. The letter also stated that Maxim had 15 days from the receipt of the letter to notify the FDA compliance officer of the specific steps it planned to take in order to correct the alleged violations. Oddly enough, the vast majority of the quote-unquote unapproved labels in question were not actually labels at all. They were merely customer testimonials about the products that had been accumulated over the years from satisfied customers and posted alongside online with product descriptions on the Maxim website. Nevertheless, the FDA considered the testimonials to be marketing violations that automatically rendered the products as drugs. According to Jim, his company immediately responded to the FDA letter by calling the compliance officer and telling her it was the company's intention to come into full compliance as quickly as possible. This included removing all the offending testimonials from the company website after being told by the FDA compliance officer that they were not permitted. Jim apparently went on to say that he had contacted a patent and copyright attorney and that he had written the compliance officer a letter that it was their intention to come into full compliance. Jim also said that he noted that his company responded within 2 days of receiving the FDA warning letter, long before the 15-day deadline period. So, we took down the testimonials, and we thought that was good. And I hired an FDA copyright person who went over all the offending verbiage through the website. Jim cooperated with every demand that the FDA made of him, and we'll talk maybe a little bit later about the legitimacy of those demands, but he complied, and he was convinced that everything was okay. But apparently, the FDA had different ideas, because out of nowhere, the agency, along with the IRS and the FBI, sent as many as 80 armed SWAT-style agents to both Maxim headquarters, the company's Big Jim training center, and even Jim's daughter's house to confiscate all the products, company documents, and even personal files and computers. They took all our products, all our paperwork, all our files. We've been doing this since 1992, and they pulled everything, said Jim. They brought in three big moving vans. They had their guns on, their bulletproof vests. They came prepared for war. The agents, the arms agents, who also stole 27 turbosonic machines, which is a sound-activated actuated vibration plate device that Jim invented to stimulate growth plates in the body, improve circulation, energize the lymphatic system, and improve muscle strength. The turbosonic machines were not even mentioned in the FDA warning letter. Jim said that they had, we also have a big Olympic training center up here called the Big Gym. They went into the gym, they took all of our paperwork, all the computers, the hard drives, downloaded all of our servers, and trashed a couple of our servers going out, Jim added. They took products that were not on the list, and he had an old bodybuilding line that went back to 1992, and they took all of that. They pretty much had a free-for-all. According to Jim, the agents stole hundreds of thousands of dollars in products as part of the raid, as well as personal files, insurance policies, non-printed checks, and even unopened packages of manila filing folders from an office supply store. Clearly, the FDA's intent was to terrorize and intimidate this small company that, from all available accounts, did absolutely nothing wrong. Maxim is currently waiting for the dust to settle as it pursues legal action against the offending agencies. This is the kind of tyranny that we're talking about.
Introducing the new Go Berkey kit.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey, I wanted to finish up on this little piece that I kind of got chopped off there at the commercial break. I was getting carried away, actually. I'm just going to pick up where I left off, because the last little tidbit here I think is very important. Maxim is currently waiting for the dust to settle as it pursues legal action against the offending agencies. Until then, the world must know about this terrible injustice and crime against humanity. That's exactly what it is, boys and girls. The FDA has clearly shown itself, and I hate this word, but it is. The FDA has clearly shown itself to be a terrorist organization that has no respect for the rule of law or for even common decency. To perform a SWAT-style raid against a company that was already doing everything it could to adhere to their mandates and conduct business honestly and legally, let's put that legally in quotation marks, is a travesty in this supposed land of the free. As you might expect, unfortunately, other Americans stood idly by and allowed the outrage to continue entirely without question. But then again, you best serve the God that you fear. That's all I had on that, dear.
Is that end bit, Jerry, what the author wrote, or is that what you're planning?
I wrote that.
Okay, I was going to say, wow, that was really quite something from Mr. Ethan Huff.
No, I put that in there because that's the way the thing made me feel.
You cannot comply with the demands of a tyrant because their demands is for absolute submission, and the reality that they own you and everything you touch and everything you have. That's the bottom line. And, you know, here this, the attack on natural health products and good food coming from the federal jackboots in state-issued costume is becoming increasingly aggressive, has nothing to do with law, has nothing to do with quote-unquote public safety. And in the Liberty Movement, we have really got to start taking responsibility for our own health and understanding the human body, understanding herbs, understanding, you know, self-help, and so on and so forth. You know, there's a lot of people, I would say thousands upon thousands of people affected by the raid of this natural health products company. All the files, everyone who's ever done business on, with them, now the FDA is going through all that data, identifying all those people.
Oh, yeah. It's really a mockery, isn't it?
It is a total
It's the People's Republic of America, or the United Socialist States of America, and too many people out there are still asleep. Or they just love the circumstance because they're living under the lie that we're all safer as a result of all this. It's crazy. Look, folks, today's guest is probably going to... We're not going to interrupt him today for phone calls. We got one caller in the queue that we're going to take, and we'll deal with going into this next break. But if you would, we're going to have our guest back on tomorrow. And we'd like you to hold your questions, because I got a feeling you're going to hear enough today that you need to let it simmer, and it'll be more ripe for the question asking tomorrow, okay? With that said, let's go to Tom in Brooklyn. And, Tom, I only can give you a couple of minutes. What you got for us today?
You know, all it will take is a couple of minutes, because I can read the official White House release of the Obama live certificate of live birth. If they are willing to stand by that as a fact, they have disqualified their president, because it says right on line 10 that his father was African, a student from East Africa, Kenya, okay? The Constitution explicitly says both parents must be American citizens through their own admission. Okay, you can pick apart...
Whoa. Where does it say that? It just says natural-born citizen, Tom.
No, I don't know what you're looking at.
Can you send it to me in an email or cite it by chapter and verse for me?
Sure. Okay. I'll get it to you, because when it says the qualifications for eligibility in the U.S. Constitution, both parents must be American citizens. Natural-born citizen. So,
okay, well, whether Obama was on the face of the moon,
or whether he was born in Kenya, does not matter, because both of his parents were not American citizens. Case closed.
Okay, well, send that to me.
Okay.
And if you can, send it to the show today. And if it comes up and you've got it nailed, I'll be more than happy to put it out there as a blurb. How's that?
No problem, man. It's right in front of you. It says right on a certificate of live birth.
Okay. I understand what you're saying, but, you know, that's been the stumbling block for a lot of people, that women could come to the United States and have a child, and it was automatically an American. Okay. Well, send me that. We're interested in seeing that. Dear, do you have anything before we want to go to this break?
No.
Not exactly, huh? Okay. Well, we're going to cut away to a break. You still got a few minutes that you could get on the horn or get on your computer and get these people there for our guest that's going to come on at about 33 after the hour. So you got just a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. And John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri. For the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
As excited as I am, and I the suspense is almost over. The gentleman that's going to be with us today and at least tomorrow, and we're even talking about maybe into Friday, is Roger Sales. Now, Roger is a friend of a friend of mine, and this friend that's in between us is the guy that started working on me back in the early 1990s, opening my eyes to the reality of the false paradigm that being a red-blooded American might be, okay? And it was along about 1995, because I'm not immovable, I'm not intractable, but you better have a dang good argument. So it took our friend Rick probably about 2 or 3 years off and on again. And there were many times that Rick would come by my office and we would drink coffee into the wee hours of the morning as Rick was schooling me on the reality of being an American. It turns out that our guest today, Roger Sales, was the mentor that Rick had been studying under, and some of the information that Rick was bringing to me actually had its origin insofar as Rick's circumstance with Roger. So Roger kind of thinks of me now as a grandson, if you will, and I told him that with that honor of being my grandfather comes some responsibility. He's going to have to make sure that I know all of this and can use it to great effectiveness. Isn't that right, Granddad?
absolutely right there, Junior. I know this is like a family reunion, man. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And honestly, until yesterday, you're the grandson I never knew I had, and I've got no children. So I mean, as flippant as it is, it's real serious, because this Patriot family we got is a small, tight-knit group, because we're all mentally of a family of ideals and concepts and truths.
Mm-hmm.
And that almost goes way across family bloodlines, all right? Because I know there's a lot of people out there that are hearing this right now that are just like me, that have really kind of severed some of your family relationships over this information when you tried to wake them up.
That happens.
So, and in fact, there's a lot of marriages that have broken up because of this stuff, too. You know, one of the spouses comes home, the other one don't want to hear it, all right? So, anyway, in that vein, I want to say,
my marriage is safe because I'm the wife part of this marital union. So when I tell my husband things like, "Nah, I'm not thinking I'm getting a driver's license, honey," and he says, "Yes, you are," I say, "Yes, massa, whatever you say, massa."
Well, by the time we're finished, a lot of the audience is going to relate to that right there. Okay? So we found we got a lot of things in common. When we hooked up for the first time last night, both Jerry and I have the Gadsden Militia flag as our Skype logo. While we were talking, Jerry said, and I quote you here, bud, you said, "I feel like I've been training for this moment all my life." And that is exactly verbatim what I tell my closest friends. And now we've got this Rick connection. And I lived in Atlanta for 30 years. And I'm sorry I didn't get to shake your hand up there and meet you. Hopefully we'll have that opportunity one day. By the way, saludos de muy, muy linda Argentina. Because that's where I'm calling you from. I moved down here about 2.5 years ago.
You're one of the lucky ones?
Yeah, I sure am. I'm going to tell you, and this is seriously what I tell people, all right? I can't promise you this is paradise, but I'm pretty damn sure you can see it from here. Okay? It is a fantastic place. Finest place I've ever lived in my life, okay? Never been as happy. So,
hey, Ron, let me ask you a question, and I meant to ask you this last night, and I'm not going to miss this second opportunity, because you were lauding the wonders of Argentina to me. Can you have a gun in Argentina?
You can. You got to go through their bureaucratic shuffle, and then what they do here is they license you. They'll license you for a particular weapon, and then they license you for that caliber of ammunition. You got to have your license to go buy that caliber. Mm-hmm. Unless you go on the black market and get something, which, I mean, this is Argentina. And I'll tell you one thing about Argentina. There ain't no trouble you can get into down here you can't buy yourself out of.
Oh, okay. Well, that's sort of like America, too. You know, I know a guy that's been pulled over for DUI probably 30 times, and all he ever has to do is give him money, and it goes away.
Well, you know what they say, man's heart is black, no man shall know it. Okay, mm-hmm. And that's the kind of stuff we're going to deal with over the next couple of days, because this isn't just about the information that's going to get presented here. And I'm happy that we got about an hour and a half today, because it gives me, you know, I was on Jeff Bennett's show for three consecutive nights about 2 weeks ago and laid this information out. It's the first time it's ever been put out on a mass scale. When I back in the old days in Atlanta, we had our Patriot group, the Constitutional Citizens of Georgia, and we met at the Castle Gate Hotel that was right there at Howell Mill Road in 75, and a couple of times there, I gave this presentation on two consecutive nights on shortwave radio on WWCR, but that was many moons ago. That was back in the mid-90s, just about when you were waking up there, Jim. Mm-hmm. Grandson. And so, you know, there wasn't a lot of people listening. And back then, people weren't ready to listen. And that's kind of what makes this so special, is, you see, and I'll tell the audience my background. I've been dealing with this stuff for almost 19 years now. And I got out of the system back in the 90s. And I decided that it was kind of a neat little game, and I'd start playing living out of the system, because I'm one of those guys that likes to press the envelope. You know, I'm just kind of a black sheep. And as I got into it, I started realizing that it was about much more than taxation. And I started realizing all the things that all my teachers along the way, and I had many because I dedicated myself to this totally, still to this day, told me. And one of the things they told me that I know you'll relate to, Jerry and Jimmy, is this is a spiritual battle. And I didn't realize that because I'd kind of gone through that period of my life where I'd been divorced from that part of my of your being, you know, because of their propaganda. They try and separate you from your power. And as I got to learn this information, it showed me Satan. And because there ain't no mortal man that could put together what I'm going to explain to you in the next 2-3 days. And through Satan, if there's a Satan, there's got to be a God. Okay? And this led me to God. So, I don't say that lightly.
Yeah, okay. Definitely, you got to be prayed up. If you're not prayed up and you're not connected spiritually, you're not equipped to engage in the kind of demonic warfare that you're really dealing with.
And that's what it is. You're going to see that very plainly over the next couple of days. You're going to see your enemy stripped bare like you've never seen him. And let me tell you, the emperor has no clothes. Okay. All right. So, enough of that. I'll tell you about my background. I was born in Panama City, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, as it's affectionately referred to. And back many moons ago, back in the late 40s, father was a Air Force officer. Back then, he was a jet trainer out of Tyndall.
Share that too, Roger.
Is that,
I'm Air Force brat myself. That's wild.
There you go, grandson. So my mother was a local gal down there, still is a local gal down there, God bless her. And even though she thinks I'm just about nutty as 9 fruitcakes, and has told me that more than once. Anyway, so I grew up hither and yon, and I guess the most memorable part of all of that is twofold, and one would be I got to spend my high school years in Anchorage, Alaska, back in the early to mid-60s, graduated from high school there, and then I ended up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at that great, wonderful Southern Institution of Education, Louisiana State University. Jerry, I heard you make some football analogies earlier, so I'll say right now, home of 2-time and 10-year national college football champion LSU Fighting Tigers.
GEAU. Excellent. GEAU.
That's right.
So a shameless plug, all right? Then I was back in over to Panama City, and I got into radio. And my start of my career, I consider radio, started as a smacky mouth disc jockey down there at a station still there called WDLP. And it was there that these record guys loved to come to the beach, man. And they'd come down there, man, they'd take us out to dinner, Captain Anderson's, and take us out marlin fishing and all. And all we ever had to do was play their little old record. And I said, thank you, God, I have found my calling. And it took me a couple of years to get into that industry, but I ended up in Atlanta working for Mercury Records for 4 years, covering 4.5 states in the Southeast, and then worked for ABC and another small little record company called Infinity, and did independent promotion for about a year. And by that point, I was real burned out because it's a dirty business, and it's one of the tools they use for this social engineering and this pop culture that I've only realized since I moved down here why they do it. And that's because they're exporting that crap all over the world through movies and music. And that's why they control those industries.
Yep.
And then I taught for 10 years at the Art Institute of Atlanta. It was located back then right across from Lenox Mall, and now it's moved out there to 400 and 285 area. And I taught broadcasting, and I taught record promotion, and I had some wonderful students. It's probably the best job I've ever had, honestly. I got more good feedback from doing that than anything. I'd walk out of there some days, and I'd go, damn, I can't believe they pay me to do this, and they paid me pretty well. So anyway, that's my background. I stumbled into the Patriot Movement doing multi-level marketing of all things.
And somebody came up to me, a good friend of mine, who's still a good friend of mine today, and said, hey, income tax is illegal. And I said, yeah, sure. And he said, no, we got a tape. And I said, well, I'm open-minded. I'll watch a tape. And it took him about 2 weeks to get that rascal. I couldn't wait to watch it. And I can tell you the night, because this is my patriot birthday, the night I watched that rascal was July the 16th of 1992. And the reason I can tell you that with specificity is because that was the night of Bill Clinton's first acceptance speech as a nominee for the Democratic Party in Madison Square Garden. And I said, well, I'll watch this tape, and then I'll cut it off because it was only about halfway through, and Clinton's only going to speak for a couple of minutes, and I'll get back and watch it. Well, you may or may not remember that he spoke for over 2 hours. It's the longest political acceptance yep. speech in the history of politics. And I didn't get to see that darn thing until Saturday morning. This was a Thursday night, and I couldn't wait to get downstairs that morning. And put that thing in, because the second half of that tape's where all the proofs were, or the proofs they had at that point. Mm-hmm. And when I got finished watching that, I picked my jaw up off the ground, and I said, if these people can screw us this bad without us knowing, what the hell else is going on? And that was before the Internet, and the only research I had at that point was the Cobb County Library. And I went down there to the Cobb County Library, and I found some very indicting documents, just knowing already what I knew. So that was kind of my start, man. And 2 weeks later, I get to see Phil Marsh. The old folks have been around for a while, remember Phil Marsh. And then they let Phil Marsh go for 5 years. Hell, they even let him get on ABC one night with Stone Phillips or somebody and talk about untaxing people. And so I went to see Phil Marsh, and I bought some of his books, because that was the first thread I had. I bought a couple, and anything I see that I saw in there, a source, I'd write him a letter and say, send me a list of everything you got. And so I started compiling books and information and reading voraciously, and it captivated my life back then, and it's never let go. All right. And so I'd read and heard about Bill Benson and his 16th Amendment, and about 2 weeks later, my friend calls me. He's a Russian doctor that lives there in Atlanta, immigrated from Russia. Interesting fella. And he said, in Russia, we pretend to work, and they pretend to pay us.
So
anyway, I went to see he calls me and says, this guy Benson, a tax meeting. This is a tax meeting. This guy Benson. I said, well, that's got to be Bill Benson. And I read about him in this book. I can't wait to go see the guy. So I go over to this little insurance office over there by Spaghetti Junction and go up there, and this portly little guy comes out. And he ain't Bill Benson. He's this guy named John Benson. And he looks like the most ordinary guy you ever seen on the street. And he had this kind of like a guy at a sideshow hawking snake oil with him, this guy named Glenn. And he was the spark plug of the operation. And I sat down for the presentation, and it went so far over my head, like this is going to do with a lot of you as we go into it. I'm trying to take that element out of it, but it does have a tendency to do it, and I'm going to explain to you why. But I knew there was something of substance there, and I just kept plugging along. And about 6 months later, this fledgling little tax operation got raided by, about like this article you read before I came on, they got mm-hmm. raided by 27 armed IRS CID agents with M16s who held them at gunpoint for 8 hours, wouldn't even let them go to the bathroom, and took all the computers, all the files, all the work product, every history they could get their hand on. And I didn't know much back then, but I knew for a fact that they didn't react like that unless you were onto something, okay?
That's kind of like when you take an herb and then you puke your guts up, and the guy who gave it to you says, "See, it's working."
Right. So at first, and a lot of you are going to take this tract as this information's exposed to you, you're going to relate this to taxes, because that's everybody's favorite three-letter agency, and everybody hates to have and their money taken. And so it's a common denominator that's easy to wake people up on. That's why you use taxes. But it's not about taxes, you see, and that's what I learned through the years. And those are the lessons and the shortcut to learning and realization I'm going to try to impart to you and the audience over the next few days, because this is about your freedom. Mm-hmm. This is about unhooking yourself by their rules from the entire system. And, buddy, they don't like it. They hide it every way they can hide it, and I'm going to expose just about every one of them, at least the important ones for you. And what it's going to do for you is it's going to change the way you look at life. And for the people that want to live this, because it's something that burns in your heart, this is going to change the way you live your life and the way you look at the world and the way you react in it and with it. And so we're talking about very serious stuff here. Now, I'll be flippant, and I'll be funny, and because I like doing that stuff. And it kind of adds a light air to it. And you know, when you're laughing, it makes you more susceptible to learning. So we'll throw some zingers at you from now and then. And every now and then, I need a straight man or a straight woman. So I'm going to call them. Okay.
All right. Well, we can do that. Well, we're going to have to cut away to a break here, Roger. When we come back, let's kick this ball on down the road. Hang loose, everybody. We'll be right back.
Help! I've fallen and I can't. Help! I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Friends and neighbors, we're going to get this thing rolling today. This is probably the portion of the program where your note-taking should be beginning. So be ready, because I got a feeling that some of the information that's going to start coming forth is something that you're going to want to try to remember. So with no further delay on my part,
Roger, would you please take the floor and run?
I'll take it and run, and we'll start dribbling this ball. But the first thing you always do at the game is you do what? You say a prayer, okay?
Indeed.
And I want to thank God for the knowledge and understanding that he's given me and the patience and the message. And my prayer is today that my thoughts will manifest in the right words that will fall on the right ears and tickle them and reignite that burning desire for freedom that he places in our breast. And in that, I say, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's get started, okay? Well, I guess the first thing you got to say is, Jenny, you know, when they talk about talks, I did a lot of public speaking, okay? And I've heard two things about talks that I really like, all right? And the first one, since you're the female here, I'm going to address this to you. They say that a good talk is like a woman's skirt. Have you ever heard that?
No.
They say that
trepidation.
They say it should be long enough to cover the subject matter, but short enough to keep things interesting. Now, I don't know that I can keep it short enough because this is in depth, but I could sure make it long enough. And the other thing they say is that a good talk is where you tell them what you're going to tell them, and then you tell them, and then you tell them what you told them. And so
that's a good Joe Moorcraft statement.
So that's what I'm going to try and do here. I'm going to tell you that you have literally become property of the federal government. And I don't mean just in an economic slavery. I'm going to show you how they have put you into literal legal slavery, legally, by laws that have been around for over 1,000 years, okay? And I'm going to teach you how they did it. I'm going to teach you how you can undo it. Whether you want to act on it or not is your decision. I'm not going to influence you because only God puts that in your heart, all right? And then we're going to go back, and the very best thing is I'm going to show you where the remedies are. And what we're going to do is we're going to rip their system apart and analyze it, and I'm going to give you remedies to go and address these goons, like hit this health shop out there, and I'm going to show you how to peacefully confront them and yank their fangs out. And you're either going to yank their fangs out or they're going to have to rip their mask off. And that's the corner we're putting them in with what you're going to hear and learn. Okay?
All right.
Go for it.
I need response here,
go
audience.
For it.
Those who understood that, raise your hands.
Why not? Look at all those hands up.
Hey, man, I'm impressed. I like this audience. So let me say this. Freedom is God's plan, and slavery is Satan's plan. And if any of you can argue with that or you got any other variations of that, you write Jerry, and he'll forward that email to me because I want to see him, okay? The first thing I want to cover is biblical stuff. And the very first, Jerry and I also have another thing in common, is we're big fans of the same guy, and that's Pastor Pete Peters.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been listening to Pete Peters for almost 20 years, and Pete Peters has put a lot of this puzzle together for me.
Yep, and we're going to have to cut away to a break here, Roger. But, you know,
okay.
Well, let's get this thing going. Just like they fuse when you come back.
All right? S to BN.
All right, hang loose, everybody. We'll be right back.
Gold, ever climbing.
The next round.